comes way at night. Many a moon coming, shine a light. Taking her clothes off, it break my mind. Taking her clothes off, gonna take off.
That is music from Philadelphia, Aaron Livingston, better known as Son Little, and his song, The River. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Thank you to our station partners and all of our sponsors. We love you. We got music coming up from a brand new artist, released their debut album in 2021, and the single, A-OK, hit number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 and has achieved 24.7 million radio plays since. Here is Tia Verdes on the jukebox with A-OK.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo. All your other friends are busy making them babies. Ooh. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Yeah. Let me change your mind. Put some sugar in my water, cause we make it mini-made. Forget all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Put the pedal to the metal on the interstate.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Put it in the past. They say that we can reconcile this. What if I can't? It's in my blood. It's in my blood. Does it feel like we're on the edge? Staring down a certain day. Why does it feel like the story is?
years and old, just like the snow we fall, we melt, we fade away. A month, a day, a week, a year, just like to say that we were here. We were here in these faded memories, so we were here in these faded stories, so we were here in these disappearing words, even when they start.
This is The Jukebox. I'm Julian Taylor, and that was a song called We Were Here by Ace Inabi. That song was performed on the Juno Award broadcast, and it was incredible. Northern Creed joined him on stage, and there were fireworks, and there were super incredible singers on stage. It really did make an impact. One of the best performances of the night, for sure. And Evan posted a couple pictures on his social media, so you've got to check that out. We got Nea Wehawk coming on the show a little later. I got to meet some of those guys at the Juno Awards after party, and I just love this band. It's got a very cool acid rock kind of thing, psychedelic kind of thing, and also very spirited in the expression of indigeneity in the modern world. My good friend Davenant Doyle was also out in Edmonton, and I want to play her song, I Want You to Want Me. Davenant has been so supportive of artists all across the nation and is an incredible singer-songwriter herself. Lila Gilday with Rolling Thunder coming up. She's a two-time Juno nominee and winner, and Lila is just salt of the earth. We always get on really well when we see each other. She had a wonderful show at the Starlight Room downstairs. And let's get things rolling with Barehead Sisters. They won their first Juno for Traditional Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year, and they opened up the ceremonies with Thunder Song. Here they are on the Jukebox.
than thunder in the sky, coming on, drawing nigh. You can feel it crackle at the base of your spine, hear them ring. Or cry, it's the sound of the people.
Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. Shine up the old red shoes, put on a brand new skirt. I come home straight from work if you say that you love me. Didn't I see you crying? Didn't I see you crying? Feeling all alone without a friend, you know I feel like dying. Oh, didn't I see you crying? I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. I'll shine up the old red shoes, put on a brand new skirt. I'll come home straight from work if you say that you love me. Didn't I see you crying? Feeling all alone without a friend, you know I feel like dying. Oh, didn't I see you crying? I want you to want me. I want you.
love to our national sponsor, Slate Music, supporters of all kinds of Canadian talent.
Let's get digital.
Stay involved online this semester with CJSF, SFU's independent campus community radio station. From writing album reviews to producing video and audio, there are many ways you can volunteer remotely for CJSF.
Be the media.
I'm wondering how to start volunteering for CJSF.
Simply sign up online and go to cjsf.ca/signup or contact our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That is vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. For more information on how to become a CJSF volunteer, as well as the latest on new volunteer orientations and volunteer opportunities at CJSF.
CJSF 90.1.
It's diverse, independent, and yours.
Carrie Saspertus is the leader of the Feminist Bird Club of Boston.
For me, birding is being able to engage all of my senses and be present in the moment. I don't feel pressure to socialize or keep up the pace of a conversation.
For Carrie, birding is a way to become absorbed in the sensations of the outside world, something that can be difficult for them to do elsewhere as an autistic person with an auditory processing disorder.
I do think in images. I don't necessarily think in language. I do have to kind of translate pictures in my brain into words to either speak or to write down. But with birding and really engaging my visual senses, and especially being able to notice patterns and distinctions, I can compare that very quickly in my mind to images I've seen in a field guide.
Carrie advocates for making the birding world more accessible for neurodivergent people. While they have seen programs designed specifically for autistic children, Carrie says it's important to ask autistic adults what they want from birding, too.
Autism doesn't stop at age 18 when the services do. You know, and people are autistic throughout their entire lifespan. And so I think, you know, intentionally engaging with the neurodivergent community and autistic adults to help design more inclusive programming, more